Exodus 15, 21 and 22. And Miriam answered them, "Sing ye to the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea." So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness, and found no water. A figurative time in the wilderness with no water is common after a moment of victory. Elijah experienced it after he climbed the mountain to face the prophets of Baal in 1 Kings 18. The power of God had been evident in the lack of rain before that event, the fire from heaven during, and the repentance of the people afterward. In both stories, a moment of strong trial came immediately. The lives of God's servants were potentially endangered, one from the threat of murder, the other from dehydration. This is a classic tactic of the enemy. Strike when the people of God breathe a sigh of relief. But their stories of defeat can be our triumph, if we will but learn and obey. Exodus 15, 21 and 22. And Miriam answered them, "Sing ye to the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea." So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days in the wilderness, and found no water.